Hi, I'm Alexis Baserto, and this is I Am Iowa, my submission to the Paul Engle Glory of the Senses essay contest. Boom! The drops I let me rapidly plunge into what could have been the abyss. The smell of chlorine slapped me in the face as I slid down that slide so brisk that once I was finally discharged into the Arctic waters, my heart was in my stomach. The throw that the screaming hyena bestowed upon me was worth it all. My dad waited for me at the bottom restlessly, his hands quivering, his eyes enlarged with fear, the stance he took as if I was going to come tumbling out. He had always been petrified that something awful would happen the one time I went on a roller coaster, water slide, or any variety of rides. Later we discovered that this very water slide was deemed one of the most dangerous in the entire United States. But to me, the adventure was worth it. I love voyaging and seeing the massive skyscrapers above my head, smelling the new smells of food in the downtown, and feeling a vibe that floats around the city encompassing me, but there's nothing like home. My head rapidly became clogged with the ideas of being engrossed in a movie, making dinner, simply providing ourselves with adventures outdoors. Returning is almost just as appealing as leaving. All the cities that I had the opportunity to be a guest of gave me the satisfaction of something intriguing and unfamiliar, but my roots are here, in the state of Iowa. My roots are being brown, proud, educated, joyful, big-hearted, and as silly as can be. Being Hispanic in the state of Iowa itself is challenging, but that's what I'm crazy about, the challenge. The majority of Hispanics in the state of Iowa have limited amounts of leadership positions, and I, as a young Mexican-American ambassador, have already taken it upon myself to become a position of change that I wish to witness in the world. The ability to set myself apart from every other teenager is exhilarating. The ability to be family-oriented and educated is the true definition of me. One of my biggest enjoyments being hearing the bouncing echoes throughout my neighborhood as I play basketball late into the night. My father set the mold up for me to become something tremendous in this world and not be the standard Hispanic that comes to mind. In order for him to do this, he maintained his location in Iowa and made sure that I was destined to redefine the definition of an Iowan. At home, being me is a breeze. I get to enjoy the smell of fiery food engulf my house, the touch of the soft purple blanket keep me warm, the sound of my brother and sisters bickering over the remote control, and the relaxing and freeing atmosphere that I call home. The number of opportunities, the freedom to be as you are, and the choices you're able to make in Iowa are what I cherish along with the small things. Small things are taking a trip to the local store and buying your dinner, rolling the windows down to feel the warm summer air across your skin, and blasting your favorite songs over and over again. Many bypass these things and get their degrees and leave the state, but that doesn't change the statistic about Iowa. The exodus rate of college students that leave is 50%. This puts Iowa as one of the states that loses the most students. I couldn't imagine myself leaving, as I love waking up to the call of songbirds and the hot, humid mornings just calling me to the cool, crisp water at the local water park. Of the 50% that stays, myself included, it should be prioritized to rejuvenate and develop Iowa into something magnificent for the younger generations. Worst of all is among Hispanics in the state. Only 13% have a degree or bachelor's degree or better. I'm on the path of education and spreading the diversity in order to change the numbers. 90.9% of Iowa is white, but what's left of the other 10% that is successful Hispanics is minuscule. I am rapidly changing and discovering newfound ways to abolish this statistic. The sound of the teacher's marker screeching on the board has never excited me more. Taking classes that push me to my limit is a part of that, but also bringing in my vibrant culture, my outgoing family, my subtle yet oh-so-flavorful food, and the things that make me Iowa. In Iowa, there is safety and less judgment to become the best possible version of themselves, but I believe that some people struggle to realize that as well. Being an Iowan is not always about the color of your skin, the monetary value that you hold, but to help others in the time of need and desire, the best for yourself and your loved ones. Iowa belongs to nobody. It belongs to us all. The rules of writing are meant to be broken. That is why I have no specific moment that can encompass what I have to say. The meaning of these words is for a lifetime, not for a moment. Thanks for taking your time and listening to my essay contest submission.